Sean, obviously a totally different route to last week. How happy are you with the way the boys responded?
Delighted. Absolutely delighted. It was a great performance in the wall. Yeah, but the work rate and the spirit was fantastic. And we played decent football. Very pleased. It was great to come to the Brandywell and win against a good Derry side. It was great.
Yeah, how much work did the boys put in this week to get over that last week?
We just put it behind us. The whole work this week was all about... Shamrock Rovers wasn't mentioned. After we looked at the goals and where we went wrong, and we worked on defending stuff, and we worked on how we'd do this match for the last three sessions of it. But we changed the shape and played a 4-1-4-1, and how we'd play and how we'd get at them down the two flanks. And the goals came from two things we went in training. And Shane O'Neill, when it came from that as well, was where we identified Mary Kedjelman. So they'll be pleased about that as well, the fact that all the training paid off.
Yeah, the early goal was obviously important too.
The early goal's always important, but it settled us, you know, and it was great for Michael Rafferty. Michael Rafferty's been one of our best players, no matter what people say. And that's only his first goal, but he's been creating chances after chances. The ball sticks to him, he's 2 feet, and he's been playing brilliant, working so hard. I'm delighted for him to get a result. I'm delighted too for Owen Osborne. First game back in over a year, and in a position that we were struggling in, and he came in and he done a great job, and made a big difference to us.
Yeah, obviously your plans were disrupted early on with Liam Barnes coming off, but Chris did very well going in there.
He's such a good fella, you know. He takes on information, he listens to you, he puts it into, on the pitch, he shouts out instructions, he keeps you organised. Like in the last 10 minutes, we were crying out for him. His ability to organise and all that, but hopefully he's not too bad. But Chris was magnificent, absolutely magnificent. He's a great player.
Yeah, were you happy with how we coped up to the break, half-time break, to put us under a wee bit of pressure? We coped well with it.
They put us under a bit of pressure, but they didn't really create anything really clear-cut. A couple of nearly clear-cut chances, and Peter done well in a couple of times, but I wasn't overly concerned about that, to be honest about it. I was more concerned about, you know, if the score that we'd lay down, like we did last week against Rovers. Like, we were doing well in the Rovers game. People say we weren't. We were. Up to their score, we were in that game. But then as soon as the score, we just lay down the sheep, and that was disappointing. It's the first time it's happened this season, but it did happen. So that would worry me more than anything else, especially with young players. They get their heads down, you know, they see things as ups and downs, either brilliant or brutal. And it was important we didn't concede early, and then scoring the first time around, was scoring first goal was brilliant.
Yeah. Second goal, you obviously got a bit of luck for it, but you take that.
We do, but we were playing for, you know, we were playing for that gap. And then he made a mistake at the back. But the thing about it was a mistake from them, but we were hunting them, that we were in a position to capitalise on it. And that was pleasing, and we were working that all week. Shane O'Neill's got great ability, but we haven't been getting as much out of him as we should have. So that was what was good, that he was hunting, and he got his reward for it, which will help him now to push on and put that shift in every week.
Yeah. Just what was your views on the end, the penalty that wasn't?
I couldn't see it, Keith, so I didn't know. But we had a fellow watching the match in the stands, it wasn't. It was a yard outside the box. He says, that's no penalty. But I thought the referee was very brave to go over then and not, after giving the penalty, and not and rule it out. It was a very brave decision, a very honest thing to do, you know, and I have to applaud him for that.
Yeah, Monaghan have won the night, brave drawn. How big are these 3 points there for us?
They're important, but it's more important that we just try and get points ourselves and forget about who's winning and who's losing. We've matches coming on, like if we can kick into a bit of form, there are matches that we would at the start of the season have fancied our chances of getting points in. So we need to do that now, you know.
Yeah, we have four big games coming up now. We've Bowes, Cork, Bray and Monaghan. They're four very good games.
Four games that we should be taking points in. Yeah. You know? I don't want to be putting pressure on the guys.
Yeah, just overall, Sean, tonight, obviously the mood of the game's very, very good. And it's nice to bounce back.
It's nice to win, but it's one swallow doesn't make a summer, so we have to keep picking up points and keep pushing along.